Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My man, Emmitt Smith, is coming to the stage. I tell you, I got some stories about Emmitt Smith, man. I remember, he probably won't remember this, but I remember the first time I got to Philadelphia, and I think it was on Monday Night Football, and it was down there on the goal line. Emmitt damn near tore my arm off. I tried to tackle him with a one-arm tackle, John Freaky. I think that was my first game in Philadelphia because Deion was returning punts. He had returned one for a touchdown. And I remember Emmitt was running all over the place. And it was one time where I was coming off a block. I think Flozell Adams was out there blocking or something. And I went to grab him with one hand because, you know, Emmitt ain't no big dude. He a little dude. And so I'm looking at Emmitt. I'm like, he a little dude. I can get this dude one hand. Emmitt damn near tore my arm off from the socket. And I had to lead the game. And I'm looking like, bruh, I ain't never, ever in life going to try to do that again. All time, what's going on with you, man?
Brother, I cannot call it, man. How you doing? It's good
I'm
to see
good,
you.
I'm good, man. Go mob, man.
Blue Fire,
you know.
What you got there, Emmitt Smith?
Hey, man, we got some adult beverages.
Yes, I did. I brought something for you, man. Just in case y'all get too cold down here in Atlanta, this right here will warm your heart right up. So, brought you some Herradura tequila. This is Ultra. This is the finest tequila in the world.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. The finest in the
world. Hey, listen now, bro. I let you know. I'm a Jose Cuervo, man. I'm old school.
Okay.
You see, I got the long beard. So you telling me right now that this is that top shelf stuff?
This is the top shelf.
Top
shelf.
And what's it called?
Now, Herradura Ultra. Now,
Herradura.
You say you're a Jose Cuervo guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Old school?
Old school.
You like headaches?
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to lie. I do.
You like headaches?
Look at me.
If you like headaches, then.
I'm a caveman. Look at me, though.
If you like headaches, you're not going to like that. But if you don't like headaches, you're going to love that.
So what's going on?
See, there's a difference between liking and love.
No, see, but you know what? I'm going to try this because, you know, you told me I got to check it out. I'm going to definitely check it out.
Well, I would imagine Emmitt Smith joining John and Hugh live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta brings back some pretty good memories.
Atlanta brings back some great memories. I mean, 25 years ago, this day, I believe, or either yesterday, we actually, it was what the day is, the 29th or 30th?
Today's 1st February.
All right. It was, today is the 1st of February?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Black History Month.
Oh, my gosh. The 28th right. of last month, we played in our second Super Bowl right here in the stadium. Not this one, but
yeah,
the
George,
old.
I was at the game. I saw you guys.
And so and when you're named MVP in that game, it's a wonderful thing.
It wasn't much of a game. No offense.
It was a better game than it was the year before.
Well, it still wasn't much of a game. You were still raising the Bills and still chasing you all over the field.
Well, the Bills jumped out on us and had a 13-point lead on us, and we went into halftime, I believe, down 13-6 or something like that.
And then it was over.
Then after that, they came out and made a fatal mistake. They fumbled the ball. James Washington picks it up, returns it for a touchdown, and we tie the game up. And then next thing you know, they go 1-2-3 and out. They punt it, and that's when all hell broke loose.
You remember that like it was yesterday. You remember that just like it was yesterday.
Because I'm telling you, the next series when we got the ball back was the one series that took control of the football game. We ran the ball 7 out of 8 plays. We threw the ball one time. And all 7 plays were to me, and we ran 2 plays. We ran slant left, and we also ran counter to the right. And we ran that counter probably 6 of the 7 times. And it was on and popping.
And, boy, I remember, my frat brother, Big E, Eric Williams, they was up there opening up holes for you. Man, listen, let me ask you this question, man, because I've been trying to figure this out for years. Now, as a Philadelphia Eagle, I hate the Dallas Cowboys.
I understand.
Now, is the hatred – equal hatred, or is this somebody else? Because I'm trying to rate the hatred of the teams in the division. So how does it go? Like, I know the Eagles hate the Cowboys the most, and then it's kind of like the Washington Redskins, and then it's the New York Giants. How is it for you? Is it the Eagles, or is it the Giants, or how does it go?
It would be the Skins, Then it would be the Eagles. Then it'd fall to the Giants.
That's kind of weird. Ain't that kind of weird, though?
Yeah.
Because because in Philadelphia, we hate the Cowboys.
I understand. I mean, when I first became a Dallas Cowboy, I'd never forget, we were getting to play the Washington Redskins, and Eugene Lockhart stepped up before team meeting and laid it out. He said, listen, they don't like us, and we don't like them. If I see anybody on our team helping one of their players up, we're going to fight right there on the field. And then we're going to fight when we get on the plane on the ride back. This is a game that you need to let your
– Yeah, to the flow.
Yeah, to the flow.
We used to have those conversations.
To the flow.
So I know exactly what you're talking
about. And so I was like – and I'm a rookie. I'm like, okay, right. This is the way it's going to be. Let's do it.
Speaking of that rookie year, man, because I'm fascinated because, you know, you got Eric Williams, you got a whole bunch of great players there. What was that like to go from one of the worst teams in the NFL and to see that meteoric rise of the Dallas Cowboys? Y'all had a great run. You know, I'm having to tell the joke now. Y'all ain't won no Super Bowl since we had VCRs. I just got to throw that out there.
I understand.
But you got yours. You got yours, though. But I'm saying, what was that like to go through that meteoric rise?
You know, to be honest with you, I never experienced what the 1-15 season was like. So I came in 90, right after the 1-15 season. And being there in Jimmy's second year and seeing how he was putting things together, Michael was coming back off an injury and so forth. And so we were starting to get on a pace. And we went 7-9 with a chance to almost make the playoff. And so that was a good experience to see the team sitting around excited about making the playoff and watching the Rams play. They may have played New Orleans at that time. Mm-hmm. And they end up losing, I believe, and the Rams end up going into the playoff. Somebody went into the playoff, and we didn't. So we got knocked out. And then they brought North Turner in. That changed everything offensively for us. And when it changed us offensively, it only solidified our defense because the defense was not on the football field for long periods of time.
Emmitt Smith helped.
See all that process take place was wonderful.
One of the greats, Emmitt Smith. And we only got about a little over a minute left here, but I would like to ask you, I know you're a Florida guy, but I got to ask you, Sonny Michel, Todd Gurley, the two Georgia guys, who has more of an impact in the game on Sunday?
Well, I tell you what, I think both of them can be neutralized because it takes – if you give a team 2 weeks to prepare for your running game, that's the one thing that's going to suffer the most because it's going to slow down everything because every defensive player, every defensive coach, coordinator comes into the game. Stop the run first. And that might be the case come Sunday. I don't expect either team to really run the ball that well. But if you have a team that has a great running game come Sunday, that team probably will be end up winning the game.
Herradura, did I say that right?
You said it correctly.
Herradura Ultra, that is
Ultra.
The tequila. Yeah.
Ultra.
Emmitt Smith, you are Ultra too.
Yeho.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
The great Emmitt Smith, legendary Emmitt Smith, joining Todd and Hugh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.